We are going to be having our 2018 Family Care Expo. There are going to be workshops. They're going to be so much. There's going to be one-on-one consultations, and they're going to be clinics. But there's also going to be exhibitors there that can help you in every whatever you need in your life. It's going to be in this expo under one roof. It is fantastic. Like I said, a couple of the workshops that I'm really excited about, taking the mystery out of investing. One of the clinics that is really good at is veteran affairs. You know how I feel about vets. And also one-on-one consultations on tax services, health insurance, and recidivism. Well, one of the exhibitors is Resurrection University, a very storied university, old, has a history, tried and true. And it is the best place for people that are transitioning kind of at midlife and want to do something else and want to finish their degrees or something like that. And they have some of the best programs for that. Joining me in the studio, oh, Lord, this woman has 20 letters behind her name. It's Muriel Lee. Hi, Muriel.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm fine.
And she is an assistant professor of nursing at Resurrection University. Her extensive background includes various staff nurse and leading leadership positions at the University of Chicago Medical Center, Rush Medical Center, and Jackson Park Hospital. She has also held a variety of leadership positions within home health care agencies, as well as in the acute care setting. Oh my goodness, it would take me 20 minutes to read this. But listen, this is amazing. Thank you for making me feel so bad about my life.
No. It's an honor to be here with you.
Well,
today.
I'm glad to have you here. Tell me a little bit about you, because were you one of these people that were straight after high school, you were on the path to go to college, and did you later on go back to school? What? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, my mom is a retired assistant principal with CPS school,
okay.
So she put in all of her children to go to school. Mm-hmm. So it was not an option. I graduated from a CPS school, Bogan mm-hmm. Computer
okay.
Tech, and I went to University of Illinois Hospital, mm-hmm. University of Illinois down in Champaign.
Okay.
And so I started there. I was 17 years old.
Okay.
I initially was a journalism major.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I was going to be an anchor woman on Channel 5 News.
Yeah, it doesn't pay anymore.
But then I switched over to nursing because of the numerous options okay. in that career and to make sure that
that's
I
quite
more
a jump.
People. Yes.
You actually could have done both, been a medical reporter with your extensive background. You could have done both. But let's talk about you, Philip Baggett. You are an administrations counselor for Resurrection University. You're the person I want to talk to because you're the kind of people that I'm talking to. These are the kind of people that you speak to in your office, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And thanks for having me today. I'm happy to be here.
And what's your background? I know that you are the admissions counselor. You're fairly new to Resurrection University. You have a wealth of experience in higher education, working in admissions, and student recruitment. You strike me as a person that loves to be in a university setting.
Well, you've got me. That's definitely true. Definitely true. I've always enjoyed being around college students. Some of my best times in my heyday, I guess I'll say, was during college. Mm-hmm. So being able to give back and give that experience to current students is what I'm all about.
So Resurrection is renowned for its nursing program here
Absolutely.
In the Chicagoland area. What would you say, Muriel? Is it ever too late for men and women to pursue careers in nursing? If you look at U.S. News and World Report, if you look at any of these rankings of the jobs to go into in the next 10 years, healthcare and nursing is always at the top of the list.
Yes, absolutely. And it's never too late. There are so many different things in a career in nursing that you can do. It's not just at the bedside in a hospital setting or in a home care setting or in a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
You could work in a courtroom with mm-hmm. the attorneys. You can do travel nursing. You could work with insurance companies. Because of the many options, it's never too late to decide to go to nursing.
Those travel nurses make good money.
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
Absolutely.
They make really good money. And, you know, if they don't feel like working for a couple of months, they don't have to work for a couple of months. I watch television all the time. I love ratchet television. But once in a while, I'll pick up on something, and it was this nurse who traveled the world from Alaska to Thailand. I mean, it's just an incredible opportunity. I mean, if I were interested in nursing, that's the path I would go mm-hmm. to right now, because you get to see the world yes. and you have these freedoms. And that's what do you want people to know, Philip, about Resurrection? How is this a good space for, people that are, you know, not only for, I mean, it's a good spot for 17 and 18-year-olds, but it's a good spot also for people that are changing careers or life, you know, has what happened 10, 15 years ago, and now they're ready to move on.
You know, I like to call it a second chance school.
Okay.
Because it allows people who have started their careers, maybe in business, maybe they've gone into other areas in their life, maybe journalism, and they kind of figured out that, you know, I want to help people, but I want to help people.
Or no, I hate this job.
There's
a lot of yeah. people are like, I knew people that went into business administration and they hated it their entire career. I love what I do every day. I can't imagine, you know, being one of those people that hates to go to their job.
And I used to be that guy. You know,
really?
I used to work in sales. Yeah. And I used to think that I could sell used cars and things like that. And it just was not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I found Resurrection. And, you know, I found a great opportunity to talk to people who were just like me, you mm-hmm. know, who were looking for something different and wanted to start a new journey, a new educational journey.
Mm-hmm.
And our students are doing that. You know, they're compassionate and they care about people and they want to help in, you know, different settings, whether it's in the nursing homes or in the hospitals, in the ICU or pediatrics. You know, Resurrection is a good place to get that solid foundation for nursing.
And so let me ask you this. Do you have housing for students at Resurrection?
We do not have housing for students at Resurrection, no. It's something we've been talking about, maybe sometime in the future. I don't know. We've got our VP in the room, so hopefully that's something they're thinking about. I will say we have free parking, which if you're a college student, it's important.
Free parking is important. Mm-hmm. I actually agree with that. So nursing and health services, it's big. Have you seen an increase in enrollment in these programs?
We have. Definitely in our most popular program, which is the BSN, mm-hmm. so the Bachelor's of Science in Nursing.
Okay.
We've also seen an increase in men who want to become a part of this particular program.
Okay.
Which for the national average, I think, is around maybe 13%. But at Resurrection, we're at about 21-22%.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So it's really, really great. You know, we definitely do market that program, as well as our other programs and health information management or radiography.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, we want people to know that we're here. And we are a nursing school, but there are other opportunities
yes.
in the nursing field or healthcare field.
So I want to ask you, Muriel, of all the things that you've done, what has been your favorite, you think?
My favorite was home care.
Really?
Being in the homes of individuals and helping a whole family unit.
Okay.
And help prevent them from being admitted or readmitted into the hospital. You find you do get a very close bond with your patients.
Oh, I had a close bond with my aunts and my mother's. She was like a member of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost them both within 2 days of each other and had a double funeral at the end. But I know how important you guys are to the families.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about some of that, too, in some of our deliveries at the expo. I am so glad that you guys are with us again. You all are such good corporate partners. every time you all bring the most affable, I mean, it's believable. You know, it's not like you're selling snake oil. It's the truth.
Yeah.
I've seen the results of that. And I'm hoping next time you come, you can bring like a recent graduate or something so that they can talk about their experience there and what it was like. Somebody that maybe, you know, was in the middle of life. and came back there and, you know, had a good success story. I would love to do that.
Awesome.
We're going to take a break here. It's 11:47. If you have any questions, you can call us at 773-591-1690. I'm talking to Muriel Lee. Tell me the degrees you have, because I'm not going to do this.
I have a doctorate in education.
Oh, Lord.
A master's in nursing, a master's in business administration, and a bachelor in nursing.
Whew.
And I'm in a doctoral program
at
Resurrection University right now, in nurse practice.
You want to go? You're going to send me to Dr. Phil.
Oh, Lord.
So I can talk about how these accomplished people come on my show and make me feel like mincemeat. And we've got Philip Baggett, too, who has a wealth of work experience and information. He loves working with the college students. Tell me some of the health science work that people could do. I mean, other than nurses, when you say health sciences, what does that mean?
So if you look at it holistically, you know, you look at the different markets within the hospital. So there's more than just nurses. There are maybe billing services.
Okay.
You know, so maybe you want to be a supervisor. Maybe you want to be a manager. Maybe you want to do radiography and you want to do scans and tech work or being a nursing aide. There's different tracks that you can take.
Okay.
And actually, we're going to be talking more about that this upcoming Saturday at our open house.
Okay.
From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our campus at 1431. North Claremont.
Okay.
We're going to be having open house, so please, we want people to come out, come hang with us. We'll be doing presentations.
And that's this weekend?
That's this upcoming weekend,
and
yes.
Saturday?
Saturday.
And what time?
September 29th.
What time does it start?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. And give me the information, the website and everything to go to.
Sure. So you can go simply to resu.edu. So that's resu.edu. You can also give us a call at the admissions office if they're interested. I'll give my phone number because that's the only one I can think of right now.
Oh, my goodness. You're so anal. You have so many papers over there. What are you doing? What are those notes you have?
I wanted to be well prepared for you, Perry.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're another one can make people, because I'm looking, my stuff is everywhere here. Let's go to Robert. Robert has a call. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was calling in reference to, it's really in reference to my daughter, who's an LPN.
Okay.
And I guess she's trying to phase into some type of RN program.
Okay.
And do they accept, you know, credits? How would I say this?
Yeah. Well, what are the requirements for admission? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So go ahead with the requirements for admission.
Sure. So if she's got an LPN license, that means that she's taken some classes somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely we want to take a look at her transcripts. We want to see if she meets our prereqs. And definitely have that conversation with her, do a transcript evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
She can just give us a call at 773-252-5184. That's my direct line, and definitely we can walk her through the process. But definitely... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
252 what?
252-5184.
And on Saturday, okay, go ahead.
252-5184.
5184.
782, okay.
And they're having an open house on Saturday starting at 10 a.m., so that's something that they might be interested in, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert. I'm glad that you're listening, and I'm hoping that other people will call in too, because like I said, nursing and health sciences, what has been the most rewarding thing for you in this field, Muriel?
Being an educator is very exciting because you can see the excitement of those who have the strong aspiration of helping others.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing how they may many times not be in the health field at all, and initially they're just even nervous to even go in and speak with a patient, let alone do anything else.
How long have you been in school?
In school?
Mm-hmm.
Personally?
In college, really. How long?
Well, I went back to school actually in 2011.
Okay.
So I had my Bachelor in Science in Nursing. I graduated in 94.
Okay.
And then I went back to get my master's degree later in life.
Wow.
And
wow.
So then I just kept on after I got my master's degree at Lewis University. Then I took maybe about a year off, and then I went into Capella University and finished a doctorate.
Do you know black women are the most educated demographic in the country?
Yes. Wow. Absolutely.
They are the most educated demographic in the country.
Wow.
Black women, white males, no one, especially in higher degrees, they have more black PhDs than they've ever had ever.
Absolutely.
I think it was 2 years ago at Indiana University, they had 9 PhD candidates. It was really something. And so can you get a PhD at Resurrection? Do you have a doctoral program?
You can get a DNP.
A DNP.
Doctorate of Nursing Practice.
I love that.
Yeah, so definitely if you are, maybe you're currently an RN or you've got your MSN and you want to go for your DNP, you can definitely come to Resurrection.
Well, Resurrection sounds like the best place. If you guys are looking for a nursing degree or some type of degree in health services, this is where the money is today. But I want to thank you guys so much. Don't forget to go to resurrection.org.
Resurrection.edu.
Resu.edu. Okay, I got it. All right, then. And they're having an open house on Saturday. The address again?
1431 North Claremont.
Google it. Stop being so lazy. Google it. Well, I want to thank you, Muriel, and I want to thank you, Philip, and, of course, Resurrection University. And we look forward to seeing you at the Family Expo. Family Care Expo.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Don't ever be nervous again. You're a natural at this. All right, both of you. It is 11:58 on the Talk of Chicago. My thanks to Annette Flournoy, Titus Williams, thank you so much, super producer Sonia Tompkins, to all of our listeners and all of our guests that we had on today. Thank you very much. And live your best life. You only get one shot, because I know I am. Have a great day, everyone.